Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Today. Welcome to episode 36 of the 20 Minute Runner. Today is Friday, January the 15th, 2010. It is about quarter after 10 in the morning. I was going to get up and go running this morning and didn't sleep well last night for some reason, and so decided I would go a little later this morning. I ate breakfast about 8:15, something like that. Had a bowl of Life cereal with a banana. I ate a banana every day unless we run out, and then it's a day or so before I can get another one. But I eat bananas regularly, and they have a ton of potassium in them, and they're just good for you. So I don't know if you eat bananas or not, but obviously any kind of fresh fruit like that is going to be helpful. So we are getting ready to run, and I think the GPS has synced. We're glad to have you along with us again today. The weather is mostly clear, a few high clouds. The sun is bright. It's 32 degrees, but with the sunshine, it feels much warmer standing here as I get ready to leave. And I am dressed with shorts, long sleeve shirt, thin gloves. I do have the ear warmers on with my hat and, of course, socks and shoes. I don't have on any long pants today, nor do I have on the top that I sometimes wear. I've just got a long sleeve shirt, and it feels pretty good. There's a slight breeze out of the north. I think it's a beautiful time to go running. Probably going to get a little bit warm, may lose the gloves before we're done, but be that as it may, we're glad to have you with us. What we hope to do today is 14 miles, just over that for our long run. I think I had mentioned that 16 would be the long run this week, but actually it's 14. So we do 16, Lord willing, next weekend, and we probably will record episode 37 during the 16-mile run. So, hope your running's going well, and if you're running as you're listening to this, we're glad to run with you today. And that being said, let's go. We have been running for 32 minutes and 44, 45. Covered 35 miles, so not as fast as some runs, but I feel good. I feel fairly strong, but I realize I can't continue to run at what for me is an unusually fast pace for those runs and be able to finish strongly. So every time I run, I say, Roland, scale back a bit. And I do, but right now I am running within my means. This is a pace I believe I can comfortably maintain. But we'll see how it goes. For me, as I'm sure it is for you, first couple miles, it's all about getting warm, getting your body warm. And from that point, just gradually picking up the pace. Well, at this point, I feel warm, but I don't feel like increasing my speed anymore. But I do feel comfortable where I am. You know, we play mind games with ourselves. I do. You probably do. And it's like, well, if I ran, you know, 5 miles at such and such a pace, then next time I run it, I've got to try to beat that. That's one of the reasons why I initially, even when I started this podcast, spoke about running by time and not distance. Well, I've developed more of a hybrid. I'm really not looking at my watch as I run. I always set it on distance, not pace, because you know, 32 minutes for 3.5 miles, what pace is that? I might be able to figure it up in my head, but it's a little difficult. And so what I generally do is, now I know that I've settled on somewhere between 8 and 8.5 miles a couple times a week, maybe a little more than that. I'd like to run 1 hour and 15 minutes, but if I feel unusually well, or as of late, my pace has just increased as my fitness has increased, it's not taking me that long to run it. And that does relate to marathon training. For instance, if I'm going to go 22 miles and I know that I want my last long run to be 3.5 hours, if I hit 22 miles, 3 hours and 20 minutes, is that sufficient? Or do I need to go 3.5 hours and just totally ignore the distance and maybe even covering, you know, 23 miles, which to me is a little bit absurd. But we'll just have to feel that out. If you have any insight on long runs for the marathon, particularly the longest that I'll take, as I say, is 22, what do you do? If you've run a marathon or if you've trained for one, your long, long run, did you go strictly by time? Did you go strictly by distance? Or was it a hybrid? For me right now, I have settled into a comfortable hybrid. When I hit today, probably go 7.1 or 2, I'll turn around regardless of the time. And when I get home, I can judge then, of course, as soon as I stop, as I do a lot of times on the show, I'll share with you what my pace was. But while I'm running, I never have in mind, oh, I want to run X pace or Y pace. I just run. Now, there is a book which is at First Training, published by Rodale, same company that publishes Runner's World, Running Times, etc. And I read the book, and I believe it called for 3 workouts a week like I'm doing, and a cross training once or twice a week, whereas I'm doing the 1 right now. And it calls for every run to be run at a certain pace. You have to be very particular about your pace, and you actually are running harder than you might ordinarily run during that training. But the testimonies in the book, the people just go on and on about how wonderful that training is, when really they're running hard every time they go. They have a long run, they have a speed workout, and maybe the third running is another speed workout, I'm not sure. But anyway, the idea is every time you go running, you run fast. Well, I'm not subscribing to that program, although it will probably work, because I just want to finish the marathon. I've got some goals in mind that I'll share a week or two out. You know, I've got my goal A, goal B, goal C, but we'll talk about that closer to the race. But what I'm finding is that while I'm not running hard effort every time I run, the efforts are stronger every time I run. And I think that is just a result of the training. I don't believe you can get that by running speed work for a month, which basically I've done, or maintaining a long run, although that's a part of it. But I think more than that, it probably comes from having months and months under your belt of running with adequate rest, which I began again August of 2008. And that's why I feel good about running the marathon, is because by the time the race rolls around, I'll have been running for 18, 19 months. And I've tried to be smart in my training. So what do you do? Do you time your long, long runs by time or distance or a hybrid? of the two, which for me is turning into a hybrid. I did want to give a shout out to Kim. Kim is from the church where I'm on staff. She and a group of other nurses from her local hospital, she was chosen for a program to train for the half at the North Carolina Marathon. And so Kim, who, as far as I know, has not been running, is running now. And I sent her some information about what it might take to be prepared, even though she's got a program and someone's working with her and the others. But I wanted to share with her and encourage her. Also invited her to listen to the show. And Kim, if you're listening, I hope your training's going well. Pick up the pace. And as I said in the email, you will do great. You'll finish well. And you'll be able to say at that point, I'm a half marathoner. And while there are a lot of people that can say that, there's 100 times more that can't. So I know you'll do well on race day. And we look forward to hearing your report. And if you're going to be, well, you will be finished, I know, way, way finished by the time I do. I'd love to see you at the finish line. Just shake your hand and congratulate you on a race well run. So we hope to see you race day. Another friend that I mentioned that I work with, Sherry, is probably running the 5K that day. Same thing to you, Sherry. Run a good race. If you can hang around a few hours, I'd love to see you at the finish line as we finish the marathon. And I'll either give you a high five or collapse, one or the other. If the training's any indication, I think we'll be prepared. All right, what did I do this week? Just want to share a quick update with you. Last weekend, we ran long. I forget, I think it was 10 miles, 10 and a half. I believe I might have recorded for that one. And this week, I did not run Monday and Tuesday. I ran Sunday. And then Wednesday, I went running at lunch. I took my clothes with me, put my shorts on under my pants, parked the car in a parking lot after I took care of hospital call I had to make, and changed right there, got my shoes on, got everything ready, and went running. And the run went very well. I ended up running, of course, the intervals. I did 6 120 second intervals with 120 second rests. Pushed it pretty hard and ended up at the end of the run, covered 8.2 miles in, I think it was an hour and 7 minutes. Anyway, it was an 8:15 pace average for the entire 8 miles. And the intervals, evidently during the intervals, I really cranked it up on a couple. My fastest pace was 5:57, which tells me that, yeah, my ability to do some, what for me is fairly serious speed, is a very real possibility, and we're benefiting from that. But when I got back and saw my average pace, I thought, I knew I run strong. Ran strong, but I didn't know it was that strong. So, but I felt very good that day. And I hope your running's going well. If you're training for a race, or you're incorporating some speed, or you're just first beginning, I'm telling you, our bodies are very, very amazing. And if you'll apply stress with adequate rest, stress it again, adequate rest, over time you can accomplish your running goals. So I want to encourage you in that. So if we ran that on Wednesday and then we run 14 or just over that today, and then I plan on Sunday another 8, that'll put me up around 31 miles for this week, which is good. We should peak out right at 40, 2 to 3 weeks out from the marathon. If I go over 40 in the training for the marathon, it will not be by much, a mile or two at the most. So anyway, that's where we are. That's what we've handled this week. I'm turning into Camden Woods right now. We have run back by the street that is maybe 3/4 of a mile to my house. I passed that street where I would turn to go home and kept going. Now I'm back in the development that I was in, I think the last long run. But this week, I also plan, Lord willing, to ride the bike tomorrow for 45 minutes and then the run on Sunday. So that'll give us 30, 31 miles, maybe a shade over that, plus 45-minute bike ride. Long run today. I'm beginning to think I might go 15 instead of 14. Why not bump it up? I've run 14 a couple times recently. Calls for 16 next week. I believe I might do 15 today. We'll see how that goes. But I did take a gel at about 46 minutes into the run. And I do have my almonds and raisins. And I'll be eating those here in the next 3 or 4 minutes. And then I have the beans again to eat at the end of an hour and a half. And while it might be over 2 hours by the time I finish, it'll be pretty close. So that should be sufficient. Good morning. You're listening to episode 36 of the 20 Minute Runner. We have turned around. We ran 7.6, 3 or 4, and then I turned around. I was sort of in a relay with the recycle truck and came up behind it two different times, sucking in that diesel. That was a nice experience. But I spoke and thanked them and nodded. Of course, they were kind, and I certainly believe in recycling. Our trash, not to get politically correct, but just to be good stewards of this earth God gave us, our trash has gone from, well, put it this way, our trash has been cut by at least 50%. And in reality, I think it might be closer to 60, based on the volume. We recycle more than we throw away anymore. Every piece of paper, every bottle, every can, every cereal box, if there's a newspaper around, old magazines, even Runner's World. I do like to recommend, usually dog-eared pages I want to remember. And when I get done with the issue, I'll tear out those pages, file them, and throw the rest of the magazine away. Unless it's one I especially want to keep. Like the one with Ryan Hall and the other marathon trial, Olympic marathon trial winners. I kept that one. Since I subscribe, I got the one with Greta Weitz on the front. I remember when she was racing Boston and New York, and man, she was phenomenal. But I understand that she is suffering with some type of cancer. I don't know what it is, but I certainly don't like news like that. But I wanted the issue on the newsstand with Steve Prefontaine on the front and keep that issue, but I've not been able to get a hold of it. And in my room, I have this large poster that I got for free using points on a credit card. It's Bill Rogers winning one of his Bostons. It's been raining. Got his arms up. He's breaking the tape as they hold it. And then under the bottom, it has a quote by him about, I don't know if I can quote it exactly, but to be a consistent winner means not training one day or one week or one month or even one year. It means consistent training your lifetime. So that's pretty motivational to wake up and see that. Because I was a young person when Bill Rogers was winning New York and Boston. I think he won both of those four times each. But anyway, I'm getting ready to depart, leave some good old friends that I wish I could replace, but I can't. And that is my Loco Perfecto Blues. Basing it on a 9:30 pace, because I haven't been riding miles for issues, only minutes. But based on that, I may have two or three runs left in those, and I'll hit 400 miles. And so we look forward to retiring them. I already have some in the wing. I used to wear Saucony's years ago. Some of my early shoes were Saucony Jazz, the Shadow 6000. And I haven't had a pair in a good while. And so I've actually already bought a pair of Sauconys. I want to say it's the Glide 2, I think. But they are very, very comfortable shoes. And I'm not going to take them back out of the box until I need them. But within the next 2, 3, 4 weeks, we'll be rotating out the Locos and putting those in. One of the things about the Locos that I hate is they were inexpensive, relatively speaking. Companies founded by people that used to work for Nike, Adidas, and others. Good quality, no frills shoes. Four basic models. Stability, cushioning, motion and control. Racing. But yet, each model was only supposed to last 5 years. Or it would go 5 years untweaked. And then they would redo it. And you could count on a consistent shoe that length of time. Well, the model I wear was supposed to be updated through 2009. It hasn't happened. And through a series of emails, I've learned that company's having trouble with quality control or finding a manufacturer in China or Asia, and so they're not producing any more shoes. And when I go online and check, which I've done several times and probably won't do anymore because I think they're basically done, they have 3 or 4 men's sizes left in my model, which tells me again that they are not producing shoes. But for the Perfectos, they're basically cushioning. I gave $65 for 3 different pair, and I've loved them all. But we're going to have to move on to another model, another brand, and that's okay. That's life. I shed the gloves about, 45 minutes into it. When I started eating the gel, I took off the left one so to have free access to my hand. I'm left-handed. I went ahead and removed the other because temperatures are nice. Headband still feels good. We're approaching a lady walking a medium-sized dog and holding a small one. Good morning. Hey, bud. And he obviously was friendly, curious, looking at me. Like, what are you doing? But a friendly dog. But anyway, I shed the gloves, still have the head warmer on. And right now, I'm absolutely, totally comfortable for his temperature and the way I'm dressed. I did eat the almonds and raisins mix at 5 after, top of the hour. And we've been running for 1 hour and 27 minutes, and we're at 9.9 miles. I guess that means we're running a 9-minute pace or better. But I'm actually on cruise control. You ever been there? I don't feel like pushing it today, but I'm locked into a comfortable pace. It's a pace you can only achieve after, I think, running for an hour. Like what George Shen said, you've heard me quote him before, I think I may have quoted this way back in an early episode, but he said that for him, running the first hour was for his body, the second hour was for his head, and I believe that. And so right now, my body's in cruise, my head's enjoying it, and I'm not struggling, but I don't feel quite as strong as I have in on some days. But we're doing well. We're going to finish it. And should wind up around 15 miles today. I did want to bring up a topic, and I really, if you could drop me a line, go to the blog, email me on it. I'm really having pretty serious questions about how to begin thinking about pacing for the marathon. I don't mean pacing tempo runs or intervals. I mean pacing the race. I know that based on my half marathon time in October, that if I run the same effort, I should run a 3:37 marathon. Well, that will be one of the goals that I'll set. But it won't be my top goal, which again, as I said earlier in this episode, we'll share with you as we get closer what my goals are. A level, B level, C level, etc. But if I know that my main goal, which is to finish it, how do I space that out? I've thought about running very conservatively the first half, and seeing if maybe after 13 I can pick it up and hold on. I thought about running conservatively for the first 10, picking it up a bit for the next 10, and then holding on. I thought about just running conservatively the whole race, letting my body dictate the kind of pace that I'm doing. And so I'm not sure at this point what I will do, but for those of you who have run a marathon, I want to hear from you. I will be checking information on the web and things of that nature, seeing if I can get some guidance. But after all the hard work and training, my main goal, of course, is to finish. But I want to put in a good effort, and that's where the goal BCD come in. So let me hear from you. Right now, I'm leaning towards 10 miles easy start. Easy, 9 minutes, maybe. Maybe just beyond that. And then see if I can gradually pick it up as I go. I think that a 9 minute pace right at it just will get you under 4 hours, which would be great. But we'll be working on that. Let me know what you think, and we'll be investigating it as well. One other thing that I think will determine that will be how the speed work goes, and of course how the long runs go. I'm beginning to realize that, man, beyond 16, 18, 20, for me, obviously that is totally uncharted, and I'm going to be spent by then. But we are trying to take care of that with the gels, beans, and raisins, and almonds, which we spoke about. Which I plan to eat the jelly beans in about 4 minutes, and then we will wind up the last 5 miles of this run. My left knee is bothering me just a bit. That's not the knee that was giving me a little bit of trouble with the bursitis type symptoms, but it's my other knee. But on the highway that I ran on today and last week for part of the time, it's a 2-lane highway, traffic is so heavy that I have to get off on the shoulder. There's a noticeable lean. It's uneven, but I wonder if that's affected my running at an angle. I mean, it's not killing me, and I've had that issue before, but it's just talking to me a little bit. And I was glad to get off the highway because the traffic is horrible, and it's hard on curves to always see what's coming behind you. Although I did, when I got back out of the Camden Woods development, I found water behind Goldie's little country convenience store there on Hasty School Road, and was able to get water. If I didn't get it there, we would have been looking at water within 25 minutes of finishing the run. And on a run this long, even in cooler weather, if I can get water 3 times, that is certainly preferable to water within the first 30 minutes and the last 30. So we were able to get water as well. But now we're back in one of the developments, and again, we're just trying to hang on and finish up. And we'll bring you back in toward the very end as we come to the end of this particular episode. Okay, gut check time. You've heard me use that expression before. We're at 14.8 miles, and I'm running up the hill. Fairly steep incline from the street that's behind my house. I charged a smaller hill 2 minutes ago, and we're running strong on this one. While I know I'll make it, it's not exceptionally comfortable, but we're beginning a crest. Hang on. Okay, we have just about crested the hill. We crested the hill, and Cindy called me wanting to know about lunch plans. And I said, I'm a little bit busy right now. Can you give me a minute? Make Chinese for lunch. I'm gonna go about another tenth of a mile and then we'll stop. Around 11 miles, my left quad started bothering me a bit. My knee's not bothering me anymore. I took the jelly beans finished them around 140, and by an hour and 50 or 51 minutes, definitely felt a boost from that. And I've done pretty well. Finishing strong, but not as strong as some runs. But we're just about to line this one up. Give you an update. This is one of those that it's like putting money in the bank. It's not easy, but I know that I'll benefit later. Although it's not been the most difficult I've ever had, it has been challenging. But we're stopping. But once I began to once I began to get into a rhythm, it's like I had a couple of spots where I struggled a bit. I was able to work through it and continue on. And so we have been able to finish strongly on the two hills. And while I was not sprinting at the end, I did not die either. It's funny, on some runs you can tend to die, but on most of my runs I, for whatever reason, have been fortunate to that not be the case, and nor was it the case today. Before I get out of here and let you go, I want to remind you again about the Twitter. My handle is 20MinuteRunner, 20MinuteRunner, not the, but 20MinuteRunner. And if you go to Twitter and just search for me, I'd love to have you as a follower, and I'll follow you as well. So check me out on Twitter. I have been able to identify with some folks on there that listen to the show, and that's been really neat. I've been able to connect with them, and I'd love to connect with you. Please don't forget to send me an email about whether you do your longest runs based on time or distance or a hybrid of the two. And also, if you have run a marathon or if you're planning one soon, what kind of plan do you have the day of the race? Will you be running, try to do even splits? Will you run negative splits the second half? Will you break it into three segments? You know, working with that somehow. Let me know. I am leaning towards the first half being fairly conservative, and then trying to pick it up after that and just hang on to the end, and we'll see how that goes. As you'll hear in just a minute, the closing thoughts, closing monologue, please go to my blog, take the survey, send me an email, subscribe to the podcast, check out the photographs, check out the blog entries along with the photographs and things that are there as well. Just snoop around a little bit and let me hear from you. All right, let me give you what we've done today. We ran 2 hours, 12 minutes, 13 seconds. We covered 15.2 miles, and the average speed was 6.9, and the average pace was 8:41. That is good. That tells me that surely I can maintain a 9-minute pace and break 4 hours for the marathon, but we'll see. I realize that's still, wow, 11 miles further than I just went, so it's pretty daunting. All right, I'm going to go home and get me some Propel, get a little carbs in my system, and probably go eat some Chinese. We'll look to see you again in 7 to 8 days. As always, let me hear from you. Appreciate you being with me. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Have a great week. And this has been a good one, and I've thoroughly enjoyed having you along for this run. See you later. Bye-bye. Thank you for running with me today. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. There's a lot of information there, other items that I think will enhance your listening to this podcast. Also, while you're there, sign up for the podcast with iTunes or send me an email. I encourage you to send me your questions, comments about things we've discussed in this episode, as well as information about your most recent race. If you want to include a photograph and some type of audio file, we'll be glad to share that as well in an upcoming episode. All of the music that we use in this podcast is used under a Creative Commons license and comes from sources such as MusicAlley.com, Jamendo.com, and other places. You can find information about this episode in the show notes at the blog. Again, I appreciate you being with me today. It's been good to have you along for this run. I'll look to talk to you again in 7 or 8 days. Hope to hear from you before then. And as always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20-Minute Runner.